أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. As you remember, we are talking about how to treat neighbors. So far, we have touched a number of topics that are related to this subject matter. The last speech was devoted to the rights of neighbors. We are supposed to keep their rights. And one of the rights of neighbors is not to disturb them. As I spoke previously, we can avoid this. We can avoid harming our neighbors through different ways and through different manners. The last speech focused on the instances and examples of not disturbing neighbors, or how to avoid disturbing neighbors. This lecture will be devoted to another aspect of treating neighbors. Here we will focus on helping neighbors economically. From the Islamic point of view, we are supposed not to disturb neighbors, but this is one of our duties. Another duty that we are shouldering is to help our neighbors financially and economically. Whenever they need us and whenever they are in need, we must try to support them and to help them financially and economically. This is our religious duty, and this is our humanitarian duty. For example, if they ask you for a loan, and if they actually borrow money from you, ask for money from you, then you must lend him or her the money he or she needs. If you have money and if you are not yourself poor, of course you must help your neighbor. Of course it is our duty to help everyone, but especially our neighbors. We are supposed to help our neighbors. If our neighbors ask for a loan, we must give him if we have the money needed. On the other hand, we can give charity to them. Of course, each one of us might allocate some money for charity, and we can give this to our poor neighbors. We can, first of all, recognize our poor neighbors. We must come to know who are poor, and then we must give them in any form, in the form of food or in the form of clothing or in any other form. We must try to help them. This will be a kind of aiding or a kind of helping our neighbor. And that is why there are many traditions from the infallibles who advise us to pay attention to economical support to our neighbors. We must financially support our neighbors. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, who says, "In istaghasaka aghasthu." If they ask for help, then help them. If they ask for assistance, then assist them. Don't say, "I don't have time." Don't say that it runs counter to my prestige. to go and to help up my neighbors. Don't say such kind of things. Try to help your neighbors when they need your help, when they are in need. وَإِنْ اسْتَقْرَزَكَ أَقْرَزْتَهُ. Here, the tradition explicitly mentions the article of loan. It says, if your neighbors ask for a loan, for a minor loan or a major loan anyway, then you must give them or lend them the money they need, if you have, of course. But if you don't have, then of course you are not obliged to give them any amount of money. وَإِنْ افْتَقَرَ عُدْتَ عَلَيْهِ. And if they are poor, then again you must help them. You must give your hand to them in assistance. You must support them financially. This is the requirement of faith. If you are faithful and if you observe faith, then it is the requirement of faith. You must support your neighbors financially. These are the example of how can we treat our neighbors financially. And this is again one of our holy imams, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, who while talking about the rights of neighbors tells us, مَنْ تَلَبَ الدُّنْيَا إِسْتَعْفَافًا عَنِ النَّاسِ وَسَعْيًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَتَعَتُّفًا عَلَىٰ جَارِهِ لَقَ اللَّهِ. A person who does business, a person who is a shopkeeper and does shopkeeping, and a person who goes on a trip to do trading and or to do any other kind of economic activities, such kind of person will meet God, provided he fulfills certain conditions. One of the conditions which he is supposed to fulfill is that he must earn what he is going to earn in order to be in a state not needing the help of people, in order not to ask for others' help. If you earn something and your hope is to be rich and to be in a state not asking anything from your neighbors, then you are a good person. Somebody, of course, earns something, does a business in order to gain reputation. Somebody does something in order to get known by others, in order to be praised by others. This is not a good motivation. If you are after motivation, then your motivation should be this. I earn this in order to be self-satisfied, in order not to ask anything from others. If this is your motivation, then that will be very good. وَسَعْيًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And if you earn something and your motivation is to help your family, to provide them clothing and to provide them with food stuff and to provide them with each and everything they need, then again your cause is a divine cause, and it is a good cause to help your family and to help your wife and to help your children is a good cause for doing any economic activities. You do economic activities, do your business, but what for are you doing your business? Do your business first of all for the sake of God, and then try to be self-satisfied, and then to help your family. And lastly, it says, وَتَعَتُّفًا عَلَىٰ جَارِهِ. And you must do your economic activities in order to be kind to your neighbors, in order to help your neighbors when they are in need of you. This should be the philosophy of your business. This should be the philosophy of your economic activities. This should be the philosophy of the financial undertakings you have. So these are the good motivations which we can give. If you fulfill all these conditions, first of all, you do things for the sake of God. Secondly, you do things in order to be self-satisfied. Thirdly, you do things, you do financial things in order to help your family. And fourthly, you do your financial activities in order to be kind to your neighbors. If you do all these things, then you will be a person who meets God. لَقَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَوَجْهُهُ مِثْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. You will meet God while your face is like a moon when in its full shape, and your face will be shining. That will be very good. It means you will be happy, you will be satisfied, you will be good looking, you will have such good traits and qualities. While having all these qualities, you will meet God. And meeting God is also very much important, especially if you have all these characteristics. So who can meet God? A person who is good to his neighbors. A person who is kind to his neighbors is a person who will be meeting God. But a person who is cruel, who is not on good terms with his neighbors, a person who is stingy, not helping his neighbors, such a person will not meet God. And if he is supposed to meet God, he will not be happy. He will not be in a state of happiness while meeting God. That is why we are advised to pay attention to our neighbors and to care for the needs of our neighbors. Again, let me quote a saying from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, the Prophet of Mercy and the Prophet of Moral Values. It is our enemies who propagate right and left, saying that the Prophet of Islam is the Prophet of Violence. But contrary to their propaganda and contrary to their views, we find the Prophet of Islam the Prophet of Peace, the Prophet of actually kindness, and the Prophet of Sympathy. And there are plenty of traditions, lots of sayings from the Holy Prophet that advise us time and again to pay attention to our neighbors and to be on good terms with our neighbors and to do all good things which a good person is supposed to do. This is the Prophet of Islam who says, مَا آمَنَ بِي مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانَ وَجَارُهُ جَايَ إِلَى جَنْبِهِ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ بِهِ. He who does not help his neighbors, he who knows that his neighbor is hungry and having nothing to eat, while he himself has a lot to eat, such a person is actually not a believer. A believer is he who helps his neighbors and who knows about the conditions of the lives of his neighbors and help those who are in a bad condition. This is the person who is really a believer. A person who does not pay attention to such kind of things, he is not really a believer. Look at this moral principle, look at this moral teaching, how lofty it is. How many of us pay attention to this moral principle? Even those who claim that they are humanitarian, even those who claim that they are humanist, do they think as such about values? Are they so much concerned about their neighbors? Do they help their neighbors when they are in need of their help? We hear different stories from here and there about those who are fond of Western culture. We hear that they actually, yes, they are sometimes kind to their neighbors, but they are not as much kind to their neighbors as is required by Islam. There are many people living in a single apartment, but they do not know about the conditions of the lives of each other. And they do not know about their neighbors, and they do not help their neighbors. Sometimes their neighbors are dead, and they do not know about them. Sometimes their neighbors are ill, screaming, but there is no one who will help them. And sometimes there is a patient in a neighborhood visited by no one, by no neighbors. So this is not the product of an Islamic culture. Islam does not advise such kind of culture and does not recommend such kind of culture. Islam is actually squarely opposed to such kind of culture. Islam actually encourages and supports a culture of human values. It says, pay attention to your neighbors. When he is sick, visit him. When he is in need of your help, help him. And other things that are there in Islamic moral teachings. Yes, the Holy Prophet says, Ma'amana bi, he who does not pay attention to his neighbors, he does not believe in me. As a matter of fact, he does not accept me. If he accepted me, if he believed in me, he would have practiced my teachings. If he believed me, he would act upon my advice. Since he does not act on my advice, since he does not put my advices into practice, therefore we conclude that he is not a real believer. He might pretend that he is a believer, but as a matter of fact, he is not a believer. He is a hypocrite. So this is one of the aspects of dealing with neighbors. Another aspect of dealing is giving them spiritual assistance. Assistance is not restricted to economical assistance. We might have different kinds of assistance. Some assistance, some helps are financial. Whereas there are helps that are not financial, but spiritual. Islam is also concerned about spiritual helps and spiritual aids. For example, you are flat broke. Your economic condition is not that much good. Here you cannot support your neighbors financially, but at least you can support them spiritually. Go and visit them. The visit you pay to your poor neighbor will be a spiritual aid you give to them. If your neighbor is ill, if there is a patient in your neighborhood, and if you ask for his or her health, and if you visit him or her, then actually you are giving spiritual support. And this is also a good thing that is recommended by Islam, that is advised by the Holy Prophet and the Holy Imams. How can we give spiritual support to our neighbors? By visiting. By visiting our neighbors, we can give spiritual help to them. When there is a patient, and if a person is visited by misfortune, if a person falls ill, and if you visit him, it will be a kind of spiritual help you give to him. And if one of your neighbors is dead, and if you take part in his funeral, if you attend his funeral or her funeral, then again you are doing your moral duty. You are giving moral support to the survivors. And if a person attains some victory or gains some achievement, here you are obliged to congratulate this, to be happy because of the happiness of your neighbor. Again, it is good. And if you are sad for the sadness of your neighbor, and happy for the happiness of your neighbor. Again, it is a good thing you can do. And there are other things also. You can give gifts to your neighbors by exchanging gifts, by giving gifts to your neighbors. Of course, you can create friendship ties between you and your neighbors. There will be sympathy between you. There will be affection between you. And this affection will be increased. This affection will be solidified by the exchange of gifts. And that's why we are supposed to do all these things. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his progeny. He says, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ مُصِيبَةٌ أَزَّيْتَهُ. If he is visited by a misfortune, then go and console him. The condolence you give to him will be a sort of relief for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ هَنَّأْتَهُ. And if he is visited by a fortune, if he has gained something, then go and congratulate him. By doing this, you can show that you are with him. You are happy because of his happiness, and you are sad because of his sadness. وَإِنْ مَرَزَ عُدَّهُ. If your neighbor falls ill, then visit him. It is his right. And if, of course, and if you also fall ill, you must be visited by your neighbor, and it is your right to be visited. وَإِنْ مَاتَ تَبِعْتَ جَنَازَتُهُ. And if your neighbor dies, then attend his funeral. It is his right. Don't think that everything will be done by the government. The government will arrange each and everything. We don't have anything to do with such kind of things. We cannot make time to attend any funeral. If we attend funeral, then we will not be able to do our business. And then we will not be able to make money. And a lot of other reasonings you can produce. Yes, these things are important, but you have also a moral obligation. You have also a moral duty. You cannot ignore your moral duty saying that, yes, I'm supposed to go to my office. You cannot ignore your moral obligation saying that I should do my business. Do everything in their own place. Don't forget about your moral duties. وَإِنْ مَاتَ تَبِعْتَ جِنَازَتُهُ. If your neighbor dies, then it is his right upon you to attend funeral and to pray for him. Yes. And that is why this is Imam Ali, the first Shia Imam, who says, مِنْ حُسْنِ الْجَارِ تَفَقُّدُ الْجَارِ. The best thing of a neighbor is to ask about your neighbor and to visit your neighbor. If you are a good neighbor, you visit your neighbor. If you may not do this, if a person happens to be bad, then of course he may not be able to visit his neighbors. But if he is a good person, he will visit his neighbors. And according to Imam Ali's saying, a good person is he who visits his neighbors. We can say that the meaning of this verse can be interpreted as such that a bad person is he who does not visit his neighbors and who does not pay attention to his neighbors. And let me quote a quotation from the Holy Prophet of Islam from Sahih Bukhari, a very well-known book of Sunnites. The Holy Prophet, according to Sahih Bukhari, says while addressing women, O Muslim women, no one of you should consider it insignificant to give a gift to her neighbor, even if it is the trotters of a sheep. It is very much cheap. It is very much insignificant, the trotter of a sheep. But even If you can give the trotter of a sheep to your neighbor, then do it, because it will produce affection. It will bring about love. It will bring about sympathy. And because of this, do these simple things. If you can give soup to your neighbors, if you can give some edibles to your neighbors, if you can distribute sweet to your neighbors, you can do all this. All these things will bring about blessings. Then why shouldn't we do this kind of things? This will increase our faith in God, and this will help us understand the teaching of Islam better than any other time. Thank you very much for listening to this section.